Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our Place, episode 527.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How are you all doing? We're doing all right, I think.
Yeah, we're all right. We've got to be on an LSP4 this week because the LS100's got no power in it.
No, that's right. The LS100 ran out on me and for some reason it's not always charging. I've got to investigate whether my battery's going or whatever.
I shouldn't have thought so.
I wouldn't have thought so. I think it's just something odd going on. We'll have a look at that anyway. But what was I going to say? Before we go on to what's been going on this week, we want to come back to latency on the LSP4. And I was quite harsh about the latency on the LSP4, if you remember. And Riz, like the good old knight in shining armour that he is, he came back to defend it, and I don't blame him. What I have to say now, Riz, is that you are kind of right in that mine actually seems to be more latent than Angie's. And at the moment, we don't know why. The only reason I discovered this is because I'm doing the podcast on Angie's, because it was the one closest to hand. So,
do you think it would it be anything to do with record level? You had yours about 15.
Yeah, which was the same.
Mine's, roughly. Well, 15 clicks, anyway, roughly.
Yeah. But mine is, if you talk in the headphones with mine, it's sort of more like, So if you say, now, the type of thing, it's like
mine
that. So
that.
You get a very, very quick echo back of your own voice.
Weird.
Angie's is not doing that. It's phasing very slightly.
Which is what my LS14 does.
So, which is the same as the LS14. If I can make mine like Angie's, then I'll be much happier with this recorder. If I can't, then I'm going to talk to Olympus and see what's going on and see if I can get it returned or something. But anyway, interesting that we're getting different results from the two different recorders.
The next thing we've got to
do, I'm expecting it's a firmware issue. If it isn't, though, I will have to talk to Olympus because
is there a reset? I can't remember seeing anything in the menu.
I haven't seen a reset for it.
No.
Reset settings or anything like that.
Is there a hole or anything? No, I don't remember seeing anything like that.
Don't know. I haven't seen one. But we'll see.
Have you got something? I think we've both got the central mic on, haven't we?
Well, I've tried mine with on or off, it made no difference.
I think mine's on. I've left it more or less as it came.
You and I both have Zoom turned off, don't we? So it's not a Zoom issue.
It shouldn't be that.
Zoom mic issue.
No.
We both have it turned on. But this one is much more manageable. I'm going to nick yours, I think.
Oh, no. Because I've got my recording.
Yeah, I know you have. Oh, that's easy. I'll just swap them over. I'll copy the recordings and back onto the other one.
Sure I must be dreaming this, but when I did a long recording, I said I hadn't done overnight.
Yeah.
First thing through my little headphones, I don't notice any more noise floor loudness, but that's I'm only using earbuds, and of course I'm getting other noise of the room around, so I might not. But do you know, I'm wondering, I'm probably dreaming it, and it's probably not true, but we're picking up the room noises.
Yeah.
It sounded like the snores were louder. It almost sounds like it's more sensitive, and I'm sure the volume's much the same. I'm sure this is not true, and I think I must be dreaming it.
Mm.
But it sounded really quite close, you know.
I think
the outside and side noises were no different.
I still maintain that the mics are a little bit brighter than the.
That's why it's picking up the noises more.
Yeah, the mics are brighter than the LS100. And the LS100 is flatter, isn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
I tend to prefer. And also the LS100 seems to have a bit more bass, I think. And I think Riz prefers a bit less bass from what he's saying in the email. So, yeah, you know, it's horses for courses. And I do think this is a good recorder.
Oh, yeah.
And probably I was a bit hard on it. I mean, Angie's one seems a lot more easy to deal with. I was dreading having to do a podcast on this because I said, around you, I'm going to hate it, didn't I,
Ange? Yeah, but it's not so bad, is it?
No, really? It's not.
No, so that's interesting.
It's not bad at all.
I'm hoping it'll be loud enough. We just switched it on and we're going with it, with what we've got here.
But the next thing, Ange, is I want you to hear mine with headphones and you'll hear the difference before I go and change it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Indeed.
So I'm gonna let you hear that, have that experience, and you'll see why I hated it, you know, because it was really much worse than the LS14.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah. Interesting, though. There we go. Anyway, what we've been doing this week?
Well, you've been to an exhibition.
Yep.
It's about the only big thing. Oh, it's been busy. It's been a busy week.
Yep.
Because from an advert from the InfoSound podcast, loads of people are buying Microspeaks.
Yeah.
So we've been ever so busy.
We have.
Seems to be a Microspeak selling week, doesn't it?
Yep.
And it started last Friday, I know. And it's,
Yep.
It's been busy.
It's been busy this week.
It's been a busy week.
Because I went to an exhibition, didn't I?
And you was away overnight. You went Wednesday. And, of course, you were away. You went to Llandudno.
Yeah.
Llandudno. And you came back Thursday. And by the time you got back to me, it was like gone nine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Around nine.
Yeah.
So that was Thursday night. So it was a long time away.
Yeah.
And you were using these cyber eyes. I think we vaguely mentioned it, didn't we, cyber eyes?
Yeah, I intend to get them up on the website next week so people can buy them. I was using the cyber eyes glasses. Now, if I can explain, when I've had the glasses for about a month, and I haven't had such great results with them, have I, Ange?
No.
And so what was happening was, recently I got an update because I wanted it to talk UK English instead of US English. So they did an update so that it would support whatever speech TalkBack was running on.
Yeah.
And since that update, I really got bad performance. I got, every time I uploaded an object for object recognition, an image, it would just start uploading and it wouldn't give me any results at all. And so last week, they were going to have a webinar, but as it happens, it was only me that turned up. So instead, we turned it into a meeting between me and the head trainer, Kevin, who's a great guy. And he was liaising with the developer, the main developer of CyberEyes. And all of a sudden, one of the other trainers, called Nate, he's another lovely guy, he had reports from two customers of glasses that were doing the same thing, and also his own glasses were failing. So they got onto this, you know, double quick, and they fixed it. I don't know what the problem was, but whatever they've done, all of a sudden them glasses have come to life, haven't they?
They say it was a Vuzix update. The actual glasses are by this company called Vuzix, I think they pronounce it.
Yeah, Vuzix, I think it is. Or
and
Vuzix.
It was an update to the actual Vuzix.
Yeah, Vuzix software. So I received on the 17th of May, I received an over-the-air update for the glasses, which is nothing to do with CyberEyes, but because the glasses are off-the-shelf glasses, aren't they, Ange? So they're for augmented reality.
That's right.
So I received an update, an over-the-air update, and I installed it, which normally you do. And the glasses seem to have got worse. And spoke to the guys there, and they worked very hard and they fixed the problem. Whatever that problem was, they fixed it. They fixed it good and proper, because the glasses now, they couldn't do a thing wrong for me when I was demonstrating the exhibition. But on the Wednesday night, we got to Llandudno. We went to Llandudno. Nothing really happened Monday or Tuesday. We travelled on Tuesday, didn't we, Anne?
No, Wednesday. You travelled Wednesday.
We travelled on Wednesday
afternoon, and you got there about, was it around 6, was it, or something?
We actually turned up at 20 to 7.
Oh, was it?
We got there at 6:38, as I recall.
Okay. Yeah,
and
okay.
So we went up to our room, had a quick freshen up, and then we couldn't have an evening meal in the hotel because they said you had to book it by 3:30, and of course we were too late. And Emma said to me, OK, we'll go for a walk along the front and then we'll find somewhere to have a meal. And so off we went. We went to along the Llandudno front, and we went along the pier, and there was lots of classic cars on the pier, and or on the front, I should say. They were doing some kind of rally the next day, I think, and all these classic cars were there. And Emma said they were lovely. She was taking photos of them and things like that. And I said, Emma, I'm going to take a picture of them with my glasses and see what they give me, because I took the glasses out. And I took this picture, and it said, luxury car 90% or something, classic car 80%, Mercedes-Benz 70%. And I thought, bloody hell, I was bowled over. And Emma said to me, do you know, Steve, I couldn't see that that was a Mercedes-Benz. We've got a side view on it. So she said, we can only see the car from the side. And so Emma said, I'm just going to go around the back of the car and check it. And sure enough, it's a Mercedes-Benz. That is incredible, yeah. Isn't it?
So classic cars must have been shaped differently.
It must have been. Must have been.
Different about
Because Emma said there was no writing that said Mercedes-Benz in view.
No, all classic cars.
But Google's object recognition picked it up.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That to me, it even gave me the model number of it. Oh, which is incredible, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, just... and I was blown away. And to be honest, I just stood there to it and said to Emma, eat that, Orcam, you know. Orcam will never be able to do that, you know, because it doesn't go online.
No.
You know,
no.
So that was really good. I really enjoyed that. And so I am proud to be a partner of CyberEyes with the glasses. The glasses... We have an introductory price for a while of £1,800 for the glasses with the software, and £2,100 if you want one-to-one training on them. We recommend the training, but you don't have to have it.
So you might struggle longer. I don't know.
Yeah, you might struggle longer. I struggled for a couple of weeks to get them working. And I think if you can see a bit, you will get more out of them even, because you'll be able to line up with things better than totals.
But he said you in your 2 weeks did better than a lot of blind people, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He said me in 2 weeks have done better than people they've trained for 6 weeks, you know, whatever. And they have webinars as well, where you can actually train. Once you own the glasses, you can actually train on a webinar, which is a video webinar, so they can see what you're doing. And I am proud to partner with CyberEyes, and consider this an official announcement now. Because I didn't announce before on the podcast, but I'm really comfortable with displaying them now, showing them off. And probably one of these weeks, I'll ask Angie to hold the recorder and I'll demonstrate CyberEyes. What do you reckon, Angie?
Oh, yeah.
See if we can do things.
That, don't we?
You know.
Tell them the other thing it did, though, in the exhibition about a teddy bear.
Yeah. Now, one of our products we've got is a Go Bible talking Go Bible teddy bear. And it's, you know, for children. But, I mean, I guess it's for people of all ages.
Yeah, of course it is.
And it was on our stand. It was on our table. And I gave it to Ken, lovely guy from Synaptic. And I gave the glasses to Ken. And he was walking around taking pictures of things in object recognition to see what, you know, just see what the glasses would say. And he took a picture of this teddy bear, and it said toy 90%, teddy bear 85%. And I thought, wow, you know, incredible. That's really good. And it gave us colour, but we had to go into colour assistance. I'd like to see a mixed mode, you know, where it tell you the colour of the object as well, you know. But you know, you can get that information from the glasses by taking another picture.
But
it is fantastic. And I, just as a final story about the glasses, and you won't know this, Ange, yesterday I was showing them to my niece, Charlotte, who's also my accountant. And she was wowing about them and all that. And she said, all right, show me them reading print. And she just put a piece of paper in my hand. And I just glanced at it and took a picture, and I didn't try hard to line it up this time. And it was my year end accounts, because Charlotte's my accountant, and it read them off 100%.
Wow.
virtually the whole page.
Nice.
I think it made one mistake, to be fair. It got an I instead of an L or something like that. But
I've often seen, you know, scanned documents often. I see that all the time.
Yeah, but I was so wowed by the fact that I could just glance at this piece of paper and it would read it to me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's good.
And I said to Emma, they've become a second skin to me now, haven't they?
Yes.
And really, when I go anywhere, I want them with me, you know. And so, well done, Cyber Eyes. And as I say, maybe next podcast we'll try and do a demo of them, shall we?
Yes.
And we'll try and have product reading, a product packaging as well, because I can read boxes with it as well, can't I?
Yes.
Things like that.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll do that. I might even pre-record the demo as it goes, Ange. It might be better, mightn't it?
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Yeah, because I think I'm going to have to connect them to the Blue Tiger so we can hear them loud.
We're going to have to make it loud.
Aren't we?
So you are better to be somewhere where you can put the speaker somewhere.
Yeah, so maybe I'll pre-record it and see how we go. But certainly I'll do your demo of Cyber Eyes, and they are really good glasses, and I'm glad to have them. And I think we're at the beginning. I think they can only get better. What do you think, Ange?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that there's these things around now. You know, there's stuff around now that can be so helpful, I would think, now, you know.
Yeah.
As time goes on, it should just get better.
But I'm really excited for me, because it's like, you know, I can read print. If somebody hands me anything, I can read it. If somebody hands me a business card, I can just read it. I haven't got to wait for somebody to read it or get it home and scan it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can just read it. And in the future, they're talking about giving us the ability to save your text as a text file on the computer.
Yes.
On the glasses, sorry. Mm. So that would mean that I could save a business card, get it home, and then transfer it to my contacts.
Yeah, you could.
You know?
Yes.
Be really cool, wouldn't it?
It would.
Or again, in a restaurant, if you go there quite a bit, you can save a menu as a text file, you know, on your glasses and then pull them off onto a computer and keep them for reference. That would be great.
Menus do change from time to time, of course.
Of course they do, but anything you want to store for any reason, it'd be nice if you could tell them, not by default maybe, but tell them to save it as a text, because it can also save the image as well. It already can save the image.
Yeah.
So I was discussing it with the developers, and they say it wouldn't be a hard thing to make it save the text as a TXT file, because that's all you'd need, isn't it?
It is.
You know.
All you need. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would take very little memory.
Yeah, and you could maybe turn it on and off, as well as turning on and off saving images. So it would be nice to have two switches, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Save text and save image.
Mm.
You know, in settings. You know.
Yes.
I think that'd be, but this is only the beginning of Cyber Eyes. I think, you know, if they remain as dedicated as they've been with me, then I think that they're going to go places. And I think they're learning from the experience as well as I am, aren't they, Ange, really?
Yes.
Because they haven't tested with many totally blind people.
No.
So, you know,
although it was developed with the totally blind in mind.
In mind as well, yes. They wanted everyone to be able to access it. With whatever level of sight, you know. So this is really cool. So the rest of the week, really, on the Wednesday, I said I went to the exhibition, and we walked along the front, and we went into a Harvey's of New York, which is an American bar, and I had a classic burger, and Emma's dinner was a bit spoilt by the fact that the cod was frozen in the middle. And they offered to get her another one, but she declined. And so she ate chips and whatever, I believe, and stuff like that. Mine was a nice meal, so I don't know what's. I think they were busier than usual, Emma said. She thought maybe they were not coping so well, you know, because it was a Wednesday and they probably didn't expect to be that busy. So we did that. And then on Thursday, we actually did the exhibition, which was at Blind Veterans Llandudno Centre. And we got a lot of interest in the Microspeak. We got a lot of interest. We got people took the Cyber Eyes leaflet away. We may be going back to Blind Vets to do another demo of the Cyber Eyes and stuff like that. So all positive stuff, hey? And so I got back Thursday at about About nine-ish, wasn't it, Ange? About half eight,
that's
nine?
That's what I said, yeah, we said, didn't we? But it was around about nine, yeah, wasn't it? Or a little, maybe slightly after.
Yeah, yeah. So, what did you do on those lonely days and
nothing
nights?
Nothing unusual. Except played my file that I'd recorded over Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Over in the back, because I wanted to see how it would be. And just curiosity, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And yes. Thinking about it, I'm not sure the mic is more sensitive because the noises outside were no better than you'd expect. So.
No, I think it's just a little bit brighter.
Maybe the frequencies. Yep, it didn't pick up the clock still. As I say, I think that's an interesting one, like the Zooms used to.
Yeah.
Which is interesting anyway, because the clock's miles away from our bedroom.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't really expect it.
No.
But yes, it was all good fun. And you went out with your dad Saturday night, didn't you?
Oh, last Saturday, yeah, I forgot that. Yeah, yeah, I went out for a drinking session because it was a year to the day of Mum's funeral.
Yeah, so...
And so I had a session with my dad, that was nice.
And I stayed in, I was listening to classical music. I had some piano music and some organ music.
On the Blue Sound.
I did, on the Node 2.
On the Node 2.
Down here, plugged into the amplifier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it was all jolly good fun.
Yeah. So not a lot happened while I was at the exhibition then.
No, not really. It was just normal.
I came home Thursday and we had some TV to wind down and then went to bed.
Yeah.
And we had a whiskey, didn't we?
Yeah, had a whiskey. And then
yesterday, Charlotte was here, as I say, doing my accounts for the year end. Last year we were getting all the... because I had to renew my tax credits, we were getting my accounts up to date and things like that, because I had to give them the annual profit and things like that. And we've done the best ever this year, the company, so I'm really pleased about that.
Yeah, it's good.
And I think a lot of that was Birmingham Site Village last year, to be honest.
Well, the last two or three years has got better somehow.
Yeah.
This year I'm a bit concerned because it's a little bit out of the way, apparently, isn't it? It hasn't got such good transport access.
No,
it?
But we'll see. We'll see. We may be surprised.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping people can still get there.
So, but anyway, so we did the accounts and all that worked all right and stuff like that. And as I say, that's when I was showing Charlotte the glasses. Because Emma said I should show her them while she's here. and so I did. But Charlotte said, I haven't seen them yet because I've had them for a while, haven't I?
Yes.
So I did, and so she says she don't like the AI, but she likes what the glasses does to me, for me, Ange. That's what she said.
Well, yeah, I mean,
because these AI, the glasses, there's no doubt about that.
They are, but they're, you know, not the sort of, they couldn't take over the world,
no,
in their state that they are now.
But they're using Google's AI infrastructure,
yeah,
aren't
they? Of course they are, yeah.
Yeah, and Microsoft, of course. You know.
I think we need the, so it's ideal for us.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, isn't it?
So that was yesterday, and here we are today.
Saturday.
And I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so.
Just been watching telly this morning and.
Can't think of anything else we need to talk about.
No.
And that means 1 o'clock.
That means 1 o'clock, and we do have, what was I going to say? Yeah, we do have a. A feature to play you today on this podcast, and that's from the lovely Carla. Welcome back, Carla. We haven't heard from you for a while, and it's always nice to hear from you. And Carla always gives us interesting recordings, and she's given me three, so we're going to play them over the next three podcasts, and they're all themed around the Amazon Fire Stick TV stick. So the first one she's going to talk about this week is navigating around iTunes. And sorry, iTunes, beg your pardon. No, tuning. Not iTunes. Where did I get that from?
Well, it's similar. navigating
around TuneIn Radio with the Fire Stick. And this will give you a flavour of Amazon's access, which is getting pretty good now.
Voice View is, isn't it?
Voice View is getting really quite good now.
I haven't used Voice View, but I know from the because I don't use a, what's any of these things that use it, but it is getting good, people saying it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So there we go. That's what we're going to hear. And of course, before we go, don't forget that you can contact us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk, and you can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info for info, of course, about the podcast, and to get the show notes and to listen to episodes, download them, stream them, whatever. And of course, you can find out how to listen to us on the phone as well, thanks to Talking Newspaper Services. And so I believe that's it for this time.
I can't think of anything else that we need to talk about.
No, so with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And we'll hand over the last word to Carla.
Hello, everyone. Well, we're back on the Fire TV Stick, and I wanted to show you how VoiceView works with tuning. It's a little bit tricky again, but you can do it. Yes, you have Lady A built into the Fire TV Stick, and you can ask, play Classic FM on TuneIn.
Classic FM from TuneIn.
The freshness of that live recording can't hear the opening.
Perfect. Or play Magic Radio from TuneIn.
Holiday weekend. David is celebrating the great outdoors with a wonderful selection.
Magic Radio from TuneIn.
Perfect. Or even play Planet Rock from TuneIn. Got to think about this one, by all accounts.
If she's not find a station named Planet Rock on TuneIn.
Okay. Now, for some unknown reason, it seems to have a problem with this. So what I'm going to do is open the TuneIn app, and we're going to have a little look around. Open TuneIn.
Here's TuneIn Radio.
Be quiet.
TuneIn Radio. Live.
Okay, I've had it open, so it was on the live tab. So it will jump in and sometimes start playing like it did there. Right, so just to have a look through then. Sometimes you have to play around with the review mode on or off.
Review mode on.
Review mode on.
Character.
You can sometimes go by item by item.
Favourites.
You've got favourites.
Live.
Live.
Browse.
Browse.
Search.
Search.
Settings.
Settings.
Browse. Favourites. Live.
Now, if you up arrow,
word.
You can't item. Do that on there because I've got the review mode on. So I'm going to just change it to review mode off by holding the menu key down for a second.
Favorites. Live. Live. Adult hits.
Now.
Message to Mike. Live. Favorites. Browse. Search. Settings.
So you can see all that now. I down arrow.
Avalon time. May 27th, 9.
So I'm going to go into
live. Adult hits. Live. Favorites. Browse.
Browse.
Browse. Podcasts. 5 of 10.
So now you've got the choice here of
news, sports, music. 2 of 10.
Music. I don't know what number 1 is.
Local radio, 1 of 10.
Ah, local
National
radio.
Networks, 1 of 64.
Okay.
Aberdeen, 2 of 64. Aberystwyth, 3. Ashkirk, 4. Ayr, 5. Barnstable,
so
6 of 64.
Select that.
Talk, 6 of 10.
So,
Pod News, 4 of 10.
Yes, yeah, so it jumped in there and it gave me a list. Now, sometimes it does odd things like this. But still, if you just left arrow, it'll take you back out of the list.
Sports, 3 of music, 2
so
of 10.
So the next thing is music, then you've got
sports. 3, news, 4 of 10.
News.
Podcasts. 5 of 10. Talk, 6 of 10.
Talk.
Reasons, 7 of 10. Trending, 8
trending.
Of 10. By location, 9 of 10.
By location.
By language, 10 of 10.
By language. So let's look at the music tab then.
By look, trend, research, talk, podcasts, news, sports, music, 2 of 10.
And we're going to right arrow to get to the list.
Barnstable, 6 of 64.
Oh.
Talk, 6
Sorry.
Of pod, n- sports,
I think
th- music,
have to
2
press
of 10.
Select.
Fifties, 5 of 50.
Ah, there we go. Now I right arrowed to get to a list. And now...
Naughties, BBC.
Let's get up.
Naughties, BBC, 2 of 50.
Won't give me number 1 for some unknown reason.
Naughties, 4 of 50. BBC,
ah.
2 of 50.
Oh, I see, it's a grid.
Local radio, 1 of... Music, 2 of 10. BBC, 2 of 50. Button, disable. BBC,
no,
2 of... Naughties, 4 of 50. 50s, 5 of 50, 60s, 6 of 50, 70s, 7 of 50, 8, 80s, 8 of 50, 90s, 9 of 50, adult hits, 10 of 50, blues music, 11 of children's music, 12 of 50, classic hits, classic rock music, 14 of 50.
So if we wanted classic rock music, we could press select here.
Planet Rock, UK, Whipping Post, The Allman Brothers Band, 4 of 40.
So we've got...
Absolute Classic Rock, UK, Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane, 2 of 40.
Now...
Planet Rock, 181, Classic Rock, 93.9 WDNY-FM, Dansville, UF, 181.FM, The Eagle, Classic, US, Heart, Magic Man, 8 of 40, Classic Rock, 93.9 WDNY-FM, Dansville, US, Play 64/AAC, Play 128/MP,
so,
Play 64/100,
the higher bandwidth.
Tune In Radio, Classic Rock, 93.9 WDNY-FM, Dansville, US, Rush, New World Man, 7 of 40.
Right, so, let's pause that. I found pressing select and hold will get it to work. So let's try another one.
100 and asterisk radio.
Let's,
US.
Let's go with something
Clapton,
a little bit more gentle.
After midnight.
So
na-
just
talk,
gonna go
6 of 10. Classic rock 93.1. Absolute clap. Local radio.
Let's go
favorites.
Oops.
News 4 of 10.
Sport,
music 2 of 10. BBC, 2 of 50, noughties, 4, 50s, 6, 70, 80s, 90s, adult hits, 10, blues music, children's music, classic hits, classic rock music, classical music, college radio, country music, dance and easy listening, 19 of 50.
Oh, let's try that then, shall we? So we're going to press select on that.
Smooth Extra, UK, John Paul Young, Love is in the Air. 5 of 42.
So again, it's chucked us in the middle of the list.
Magic Chilled, UK, right here, SWV, 4 of 42.
Let's try that one. So I'm just going to press select on that. I'm going to press select and hold.
Play 48/AAC, one of three.
And now, if you do that, you get the choice of what bandwidth you want. So 48.
Play 24/AAC, two of. Play 48/MP3, three of three. Play 48/AAC, one of three.
Well, it's either MP3 or AAC. Let's go for AAC. I'm going to press select.
TuneIn Radio, Magic Chilled, UK, right here, SWV, 4 of 42.
And let's see whether you will play now.
Button. Play button.
So I've pressed on the play button.
Button. Magic Chilled. UK. Right here. SWV.
Now it could be
4 of 42.
That it's loading. But I'm going to press select again. It will come up eventually because it does.
Play button. Play button. But Magic Chilled. Magic Chilled. UK. Play 48/AAC. One.
Let's do that again.
Tune in radio. Magic Chilled. UK.
Let's see if you
right
come back
here.
Up.
SWV 4 of 42.
Oh, that wasn't magic. Unless we've moved on since, which we might have done. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
Smooth extra magic chilled.
Whether that was. Yeah. It obviously moved on since.
Smooth extra.
And I'm just pressing a different one. Now it's changing over. We're now playing Smooth Extra now.
Smooth UK. UK, Mark Cohen.
Eligible customers only. Savings possible by measuring energy usage and reducing wastage.
John Williams, a life in music.
Smooth Northeast. Durham, Mark Cohen, Walking in Memphis, 8 of 4. Smooth Northeast, Durham, Mark Cohen,
now
Walking in Memphis,
again.
8 of 42.
Beat the difference, plus 20 smackaroonies. And now hear this loud and clear. Drivers win and confuse them.
Smooth West Midlands, Smooth East Midlands, 181.fm Mellow Gold, US. Positively Tranquil, 100
positively tranquil. Then.
UK, the disco style. 42 items.
That was quite a noisy one. Okay, so you get the idea. So it does, sometimes you have to press and hold and select what bandwidth you choose. And then you can arrow through and browse what you want. Now, if you found something like the Tranquil thing, like I've got here, which is quite nice, I'm going to have a look at that. So, do I have any options what I can do with it? Let's have a look.
Play button.
I can play it.
Buy this song button.
I can buy a song.
Play button.
But I don't actually, like with the TuneIn app, get, I can't add it to my favourites, which is annoying. So it may be that it's worth having tune in on another device so you can add to your favourites. So, okay, so we can browse. Disabled. That's good. Yeah, it doesn't give me anything else.
Smooth north, trending, search.
So now I'm going to go...
Reasons, 7 of 10, talk, browse. Favourites.
To my favourites, select that. Can I view my favourites now? Let's have a look.
Browse. Favourites. Stations by this song. Button. Disabled.
Now, we have a little bit of an issue sometimes with this.
Favourite. Live.
And sometimes
stations.
You have to even go into stations. If you up arrow from live.
Songs. Stations. 100.9 vertical bar classic FM. Classical music. Christoph Forster. Alec Frank Gemmill. Horn Concerto No. 1 in EB Major, 1 of 7. Crime and Suspense Channel, Rock Classic Radio Network, Drama, Crime, Suspense, Mystery, 2 of 7.
So it's let me in. It's, as I say, it can be a little bit tricky to navigate. Once you kind of get the hang of it, it is doable. So let's have a look for my favourites then.
Smooth UK, easy listening. The Temptations, My Girl, that's 3 it. Of 7. 105.4 vertical bar magic radio UK,
so adult magic.
Hits. More of this mellow magic, adult hits. In Your Eyes, George Benson,
so
5 of 7.
Go for mellow magic, shall we? So I'm going to press select on that.
Mellow magic, adult hits. In Your Eyes, George Benson.
Still ignoring the DIY. Ron Seal will now help get it done. With powers of persuasion. Focus on the sound of DIY. Relax. Be carried away to a calm place.
And there you
go. Doorstep. Then stain your front door with Ron Seal 10-year wood stain.
So let's see. I'm going to pause for the moment.
Years
and
of all
see, make sure it's
protection.
In the right place.
A job.
So I just checked, and yep, that was the one I wanted, the Mellow Magic. So that was good. And it does change. So now we're...
Magic Chilled, Adult
magic
Hits.
Magic Chilled, so
let's
try that.
Fresh Laid Back Hits. Six. Magic Chilled, Adult Hits. Fresh
but
Laid Back
now,
Hits. 6 or 7.
What else we got?
Planet Rock, classic
Planet
rock.
Rock.
Take Me Down, The Pretty Reckless.
Would you really cry for me?
Anything else, man?
Magic Chilled, Mellow Magic, 105.4 vertical bar magic. 105.4 vertical bar magic radio UK, adult hits. More of the songs you love, 4 of 7. Smooth UK Crime and Suspense. 100.9 vertical bar
classic FM.
Classical music.
And there you go. You know instantly we've got the right one there. So, yes, as you say, it's doable. You might need to use another app if you want to add something to your favourites to get there. Or you can browse for it on TuneIn if you so desire. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an insight into how this app on the Fire TV Stick works. As I say, it's not perfect by any means, but it is possible to navigate. And once, sometimes pressing that and pressing and holding the select button brings up what you want to select the bandwidth, so whether you want a good quality or not so good quality. And selecting that sometimes actually helps for some strange reason, but then you can start browsing through. So I hope you found this useful, and are able to take advantage of that if you have a Fire TV Stick. Take care, everyone, and I will speak to you again in the very near future. Bye for now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.